Save all right. It. It's Thursday rundown, August 22nd, right? I'm on pace with this, the dates. Look at this crew. Bet you didn't see this one coming.
Slim pickings at the office today.
Well, I'm gonna be honest.
Hefty pickings.
I knew Big Cat wasn't here. Mm-hmm. I thought KFC was, so Willie was a high draft pick. Kate, you kind of like. Then when it was after, I'm like, I'm gonna make this shit real diverse. So feel like.
I like that word, diversity.
Yeah, a little everything. So right. Eat that, haters. CBDMD offers premium CBD oil products that are THC free and USA organically grown. They have been independently tested by third parties to ensure nothing but the highest quality CBD. They offer a comprehensive line of products, including capsules, gummies. I've had all these. CBD PM, topicals, bath bombs, vape oils, pet products, powered by nature, enhanced by science. Go to CBDMD.com. Enter the code RUNDOWN. 25% off your order. Willie doesn't know how to
what
put her mic.
Amateur hour over here?
I didn't think it was a big deal.
Oh, no, the mic matters.
It's my
no, the mic matters.
Act like you've been here before.
Sorry, Kate.
Wow.
I think the big news of the day, Patrick Chung, Patriots.
Big coke hit.
Now, all right, but, and I, first of all, I'm getting roasted because I said he got arrested, but then people are like, he's not, you're putting words in the mouth. He's getting arraigned. I don't really, anyone right. know what the difference between those two terms are? What?
I don't know. I know he's in a.
Well, what do you mean? I said, do you know the difference between those two terms? You said, yeah. I said, what? You
go, I didn't know we were still talking about that. I was ready to talk about my point.
Does anyone know what the difference between being arraigned? Aria. Well, Tommy.
Arraignment is a formal reading of a criminal charging document in the presence of the defendant to inform the defendant of the charges against him.
So that's not arrest. That's like a speeding ticket?
Yeah. Well, no, I think you get arrested first and then you get arraigned.
Well,
so he was arrested.
Was he arrested?
I think something, because the Patriots did an official statement. They're like, we can't say anything until there's like a verdict, right? Cause, so he's definitely like in the court system somehow.
Well, he's being arraigned at a court.
Oh.
But did he get arrested? And by the way, more importantly, who gives a fuck?
Right.
Well, he's your team captain. I mean, you should.
Did you hear the story of what happened? His like alarm was tripped at his house and they came in his house.
And they found coke?
And there was a little coke in the house.
No such thing as a little coke.
Yes,
either
there is.
Coke or no coke.
No, that's like 1,000 kilos.
Did KB Swag have little coke or no coke?
What?
Did KB Swag have little coke or no coke?
I meant to get his take on this. We have our own guy. He would say it does matter. I'd say it very much matters.
Well, he's in a red jersey. He's not practicing. He's still recovering off his shoulder. He's a captain of the team. I mean, it's not a good look.
Not a good look.
To have coke, your team captain?
I think it's a pretty cool look, to be honest with you.
Laconia, New Hampshire, is like a summer town. It's August. You think there's not NFL guys like in their own house? It wasn't like he was dealing. Just ignore it.
It doesn't matter if you're doing it. You just can't get caught doing it.
But he didn't even get, like, they were in his house. That's not really getting caught.
It is getting caught. If it's next to the cookie jar.
But he didn't expect cops. Yeah. This is KB Swag to a nutshell.
Pretty
cleaning
much.
People
exactly
in
what
his
it is.
Room. Where is the cocaine kid?
Who among
kid?
Us doesn't have a little drugs?
Where is he? Is he here?
Cocaine cowboy.
No, honestly, you think this is a big deal?
I think it's a big deal.
Why?
Because it's a story. It's a story you don't hear. I mean, well, your owner got caught with a hand job, so I guess it's on par. Robert Kraft, cocaine, hand jobs, championships.
I actually think cocaine and, like, a hand job at a parlor is equally, like, those are things you just, who cares?
It's the best thing to do after you win a championship, but the season's now. You got to put that
so
behind
So if you played with somebody, Willie, and it's like, oh, the cops were going to a routine thing and they found a little baggie of coke, you'd be like, oh, that's a bad look?
Yeah, it's definitely
I feel
a bad
like,
look.
Too, they always have their posses coming around everything.
It's
who's
an
to
unnecessary
say it's his?
Story.
Who's to say it's even his?
Well, it's
a summertime in a summer town. People always coming over. I don't know.
It's a bad look.
I will say, for a safety, he's living pretty dangerously.
Did you write that down? Wait, did you write down jokes, Kate? Oh, no, I'm serious.
Yeah, on a post-it.
Are those, like, note jokes?
It's just notes that, like, safeties have to be skinny. They have to stay little.
So that is a joke.
Cocaine will help with that. Speaking
of. It's an unnecessary story.
But it's not.
You can't have that story right now. It's in camp.
But it's one thing if he's like at a club doing it. It's in his. It's like
doesn't matter. I'd rather a rookie get caught with that than your team captain, because your team captain should know better.
You are like one naive.
I'm not
ball
at all.
Like naive.
I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying you can't get it caught. with it on you.
But he really didn't get caught with it on him.
It was in his house, dude.
I feel like after that happened, every other large amount of other NFL players went through there.
Yeah, it was like this, yeah. Like,
I mean, yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's a non-story to me. Sister Jean, she turned 100. This lady. This son of a bitch. She has been doing, she's on a birthday month. She said she had 6 parties. She's doing that.
She's ripping lines.
Sister Jean has to go away. I thought Michigan killed Sister Jean. I saw her.
Killed
get,
Sister
yes,
Jean.
Yes, I thought I saw her get wheeled out of the Final Four after Michigan, I thought, put a stake in this. One of the great attention whores of our generation.
Frankie, they said Sister Jean. They said that she talked to God. This guy's the devil. Stronger. Tommy Sabelli.
I don't know how I feel about the devil.
Can't lose. It was a cute story. They're a mid-major. They don't play with Tier 1 program. Sister Jean, she wheeled out of here early. Fraud. Sister Jean. Fraud versus my guy.
Sister Jean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was about Sister Jean after a while.
Name one kid on that team that went to the final.
Can't.
Can I? Barstool has a history of shitting on Sister Jean when everybody else seems to love her. PFT did a blog about how she's selfish. Riggs has done multiple blogs about how she overshadows the team itself. Like, people...
What? Sister Jean... Yeah.
She's 100 years old.
Has made everything that happens with that basketball program. She threw out the first pitch. It wasn't a strike. She acted like it was strike three.
She put them on the map.
She didn't. They put themselves on the map.
Well, she helped them.
How?
Because she's the B. Arthur of basketball. She's a golden girl. People love her.
Yeah.
You cannot be mad at Sister Jean.
You don't remember one player on that team. I don't because
of
Sister Jean.
But you remember who she's connected to. You remember that she's connected to that program.
Honestly, I had to Google what what team.
It's what, Loyola?
I knew Sister
Loyola
Jean.
Loyola Chicago.
Yeah.
And I was like, who?
Fuck Sister Jean.
I love Sister Jean.
Do you?
I just want to put her in my pocket.
She's a good luck charm.
Honestly, Kate, if you put Sister Jean in your pocket, she would envelop you. You'd be a nobody. I'd be like, who's that? And Sister Jean would be sitting in your seat. And you'd be like, can I do anything? She'd be on the rundown.
She'd be
everywhere. She'd be in my seat. She'd be in the office. She has that little smile. But everything's conniving.
She's sharp, too. They're doing interviews with her.
She's super sharp.
She's sharp.
Yeah.
She's running a cottage industry.
Yeah, she's a little
lazy.
She's
getting whirled around everywhere.
All right, fuck Sister Jean.
I'd like to see her walk a little bit.
Laurie Loughlin. Now, this is, what's the show she's on?
Full House.
Full House.
So she's obviously, she's still a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
So she got in trouble because she bribed her daughter to get into USC. She said today she doesn't think it's any different than buying a library. She's right.
But then why plead guilty for it?
Well, I
think she took a plea deal.
Yeah, because she don't want to go to jail.
Right, but if you feel like you didn't do nothing wrong, go to the mat.
There's very few of those cowboys still left on the internet, William.
Yeah. Okay.
Very few of those. I mean, like, you don't.
But she has the money to go to the mat. Go to the mat. Because she's worried about her name. She's like, my name is ruined, my reputation. That's fine. If you think you're innocent, then fight for your innocence.
She's not innocent, but she's right. Like,
everybody else does it.
Right.
Everybody
who is the rapper who is making fun of her? She's like, oh, my daughter got in the real way. And then it's like.
Oh, yeah, and it turns out they did.
I think it's Dr. Dre.
Yeah, like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, but then he's like donated like half the campus.
Pretty much brought a library.
Yeah, there's no different.
The daughter, too, like how certain people just fail upwards, especially when you're beautiful like that. I feel like the daughter has just, she's starting to post again on Instagram.
She's coming back out.
No, Sister Jean and Chung, those are the only two.
And to be honest, as a parent, you know if your kid wants to go to school or not. Like, she forced the daughters to school. They didn't want to go to school.
More importantly, when you're rich and she's attractive, like, and famous, well, you know, who cares what school you are? Like, her life is set unless she's, like, turns into a criminal or something.
For some of us, it mattered. For other people, they have fair game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah.
Bold. This guy blew it. I'll tell you who blew it in a second. We're in the Labatt Blue. This guy blew it. So make sure you don't blow it and get yourself a Labatt Blue. I'm going to say Coach Cal blew this. So there's this Kentucky fan who has all his legs are just...
What do you mean all his legs? Why do you say all his legs?
Well, I was in the middle of a sentence. I said all his legs, and then there was another...
It sounded like an octopus, though. Like, there was multiple legs.
All his legs...
Okay. I was confused about the legs product.
That's fair. I was ready to roast you. His legs have signatures of all these ex-Kentucky guys.
Look at his legs. Tell everyone what you got going on. These are actual autographs of University of Kentucky basketball and football players.
Bears.
You don't have Coach Cal, though, do
and
you?
No, but I do have his son, Brad.
Brad Calipari, right there.
Coach would not sign. He said he would not sign body parts.
They got, like, I don't know, basketball players, football, guys I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got the assistant basketball. No, they got Coach Cal's son, who I have no idea who that is, signed it. But Coach Cal wouldn't sign this guy's leg because he says he doesn't sign body parts.
He wouldn't do it?
Yeah. That's blowing it. That's a bad.
Get over yourself.
I respect it.
How?
Totally respect it. Coach Cal.
He's the number one Kentucky
fan. He's the Pope. It doesn't matter. If everybody's doing it, that doesn't mean he has to do it. He doesn't do everything. He's different from Coach K and the rest of coaches. He's separating himself.
By not signing some crazy person.
That's a Coach K move. That's not a Coach Cal move.
His son signed it. I actually.
It's from Moon Township, Pennsylvania, by the way. Shout out Moon Town Down.
Who is?
Coach Cal. From Pittsburgh.
Big whoop.
He lives right next door.
I actually think this is something Barstool should get behind to get Coach Cal to sign this guy.
He's never going to sign it.
Why?
Because he's a different breed. He's an animal.
Would I don't you think sign knows. The guy's leg instead?
Would you sign it?
Absolutely, I'd sign it. Yeah. He doesn't want
Kentucky
me to
guy,
sign it.
Kentucky guy, if you're listening.
You actually don't think that's a dickhead move?
Not at all.
I do. I his think son it's a super dickhead move.
Yeah, but his son is his son.
Right, and Coach Cal is Coach Cal. He's
different. You don't sign body parts with He's right. getting it autographed on him. He's not trying to make a profit.
Is the kid dying?
What?
No.
Is the kid dying?
It's like a grown-ass man.
Then he's fine. He could hold out.
Is this kid dying?
Is he dying?
Like, no, if he was dying, I would feel pressure if there was something wrong with the kid. Like, all right.
It's not a kid, it's
oh,
a
no,
man.
It's like a grown-ass man.
Right, so I would feel guilty if the guy was, like, on a surgery.
Willie, if somebody came up to you and they're, like, you played football at Hofstra, right?
Shout out to the pride, Dirty right. Dutch.
Yeah, if they're
Long
like,
Island.
I'm the biggest Hofstra football
Frankie
fan.
Frankie Borelli in the house.
The only Hofstra football fan on the planet. Right. And I have all these signatures. You wouldn't sign the guy's leg?
Is something wrong with him?
No.
I'm just saying there's something wrong with him.
Where'd Wayne Krebet go?
Hofstra.
Are you two the only Hofstra guys?
No, Marcus Colson, Lance Schulters.
Marcus Colson went to Hofstra?
He's my roommate, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Why don't you ever have him on Laces Out?
I mean.
He don't like you?
He's busy. He's a busy man. He's going to be in the Ring of Honor this year.
Why does Hofstra have all these guys? What division are you guys? Who do you play?
We were D1AA. We had James Madison, New Hampshire, Delaware. That's what we faced.
It's a shit conference.
Yeah.
Say what you want, but we kicked a lot of ass.
Probably. It sounds like you guys are running like some sort of like Division II juggernaut over here versus like UNH. What the fuck?
We played UMass. We kicked a lot of UMass ass.
So UMass is now D1, though.
Yeah.
They kill you, though.
Richmond. We played Richmond.
Yeah, that's where Joe Douglas.
Yeah, Joe Douglas. Jets you mentioned.
Yeah. All right, that's it. We got anything on
there's no program. You're right. Yeah. All right.
It's gone?
Yeah, the program's gone. I wasn't going to bring
it up.
Lenny, I gave you a fucking haircut, and you out me like that? I was going to bring it up. He didn't know that.
I had no idea.
Right. And Lenny just Judas me. Just pulled a Judas. So what?
When did they get rid of it?
Like the year I won the Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Axed it. When wasn't making no money.
Yeah, because no one gives a fuck. Is that why you were smiling? Did you know they didn't have
Yeah, everybody knew. But I wasn't going to say it to fucking bald.
How would everyone know?
You're not coming to the barbershop. Why not? Why would I say it?
Glenny, have we shown your haircut yet? So Glenny got a haircut at Willie's barber.
Glenny La Raza. I think Glenny's looking good. I think he's starting to find his inner G, his inner suave. And I think he's liking it.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Uptown. Uptown, baby.
I personally love it.
If you didn't give him the okay, he would have shaved
his
head.
It's a great haircut.
I mean, you're talking about Hofstra. You should say it's not.
I don't need to say it. I was defending the prize.
So here's the thing, Glenny, and I love it because you have no edge. You look like the prototypical friendly fat guy. That gives you edge.
I'm not an edge type guy.
No, though. I know, but it's good to
give
the appearance of edge.
Sharp edges.
So people aren't poking your belly like the Popeye Doughboy.
You know, everyone was very, very nice and receptive about it. Marty said I look skinnier. That was a nice compliment.
It's a good look.
But I talked to Caleb like an hour ago. He hated it.
I'm out. I'm out.
I know. That was a blow.
Once
Caleb said he didn't like it, I wanted to erase our memory. Let's see.
Daniela called it ghetto.
Yeah, if Caleb don't like it, it's not cool.
I was so sad when Caleb said no.
You see, they shaved his widow's peak off.
Yeah,
they like shaved.
I was worried about
that. Chop that off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once Caleb said no, my heart
dropped.
No, trapped.
That's the guy
you
need.
Wrecked my day. Wrecked my day.
That's the guy. That's definitely the guy you need.
It was really bad. Like, I was like, oh, Dave loves it. Mush loves it. Everybody loves it. Willie obviously loves it. And then Caleb, I was like,
it's the wave, that's baby. That's don't go against the wave. Ride the wave.
I'm riding the wave though.
There you
I'm riding the wave.
Right. Riding out at Hofstra.
That's the rundown.
I mean, Willie,
it's Hofstra football. Doing a rundown here.